Thank you for joining us for this lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ is located at 1303 Evangel Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816, and can be reached by phone at 256-837-8730. Worship is held every Sunday morning at 9, with Bible study following at 10:15. Evening services begin at 5 on Sunday evenings. Wednesday Bible study is held Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Now we hope you enjoy this lesson from God's Word, brought to us by Paul Owen.
Good morning. You don't look so tired having lost an hour of sleep. That's good. You went to bed early. You know, in a few days, more than 50,000 people will jam inside Turner Field to watch nine men that they are fond of rolling all across the field chasing a little white ball. I don't know why they do it. I mean, why go to a baseball game to see baseball? Sit there in those hard plastic seats to watch a game you can hardly see. Why not sit at home there in the recliner and watch the game, eat chocolate ice cream, and enjoy instant replay? I mean, that's the way I would do it. You could watch the Atlanta Braves at home. Not have to drive all those hours. Not have to fight the traffic and the crowds. No one to spill beer down your back. But yet, people flock to the stadium. And you know what? We'd admit, if given the right circumstance, we want to go too. Why? Well, because there is something magical, something special about being there watching it. I mean, being a part of it, being involved in it. I want to ask you another question this morning. Who needs the church to worship God? I mean, I can think of respectful thoughts about God sitting underneath a pine tree just as well as I can here. I mean, I can sing about God's love in the shower. I could read Psalm 23 while lying in bed. I mean, if worship is a private matter between the Lord and me, then why have all of these expensive buildings? Right? Why go to church if going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than swimming in the ocean makes you a fish? Well, I guess that you have heard all of those feeble arguments before. But maybe you have discovered that there is something special about being in church with God's people. Maybe, just maybe, there is a kind of encouragement that comes to your heart when you worship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. It is true that one does not have to go to church to be a Christian, but he does not have to go home to be married either. In both cases, if he does not, his relationship will come to ruin. I need the church, and you need the church as well. But I'm afraid that the Lord's church has come on some hard times. Has there ever been more critics of the church than there is today? I mean, there are some even misguided Christians who have fooled themselves into thinking that the church is optional, that maybe small group Bible studies is the answer. But I want to share with you today that the God who created us with the longing to belong never intended that the Christian should live in isolation. He knows our need for each other. You know why? Because He created us that way. He knows our need for the church. He knows our need for the church to help us grow and to be encouraged and to come together as Christians should. It's called the church. The Bible knows nothing of solitary religion. It is rather interesting to me that in the New Testament, the word saint, singular, only occurs once in Philippians 4:12, where Paul says, "Greet every saint." Even there, the indication that there was many. However, the word saints, plural, appears some 61 times. You know what that tells me? That tells me that we need each other. And the Lord has provided the church to meet that need in your life and in mine. Now, it's kind of interesting to me that the word church in the New Testament is the Greek word ekklesia. It's made up of two words. Ek, which means to come out of, and kaleo means to call. So the church are those who are the called out ones, people who are called out of the world together in the Lord's church. Now, the word church in the New Testament basically has two meanings. First, you know that there is a universal meaning. Reading the Bible, that when a person believes and has faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you know, Jesus said, unless you believe in me, you will all die in your sins, in John 8:24. When one confesses before men and women that, yes, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, after repentance, and then baptism. Then in Acts 2:47, this is it. Listen, the Lord adds one to His church. You know what church is there? That is the universal meaning. His church, universal church, worldwide church. But there is a second meaning of church, and that is the local church. You see, some people would have you believe that the local church is a non-essential treatment of the word ecclesia. But that's not so. Because the word church is found 114 times in the New Testament, and 92 of the 114 times it refers to the local church. Acts chapter 8, verse 1, what do you read? The church at Jerusalem. 13:1, the church at Antioch. Romans 16:1, the church at Cenchrea. And there in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, the church at Corinth. And you have the church at Ephesus, the churches at Galatia, Philippi, Colossae, Thessalonica. And there John is writing in the book of Revelation to the seven churches of Asia. And I want you to notice that he gives their name, each one of them. So today, some people are saying that the church is some kind of general entity that has no organization, but that's not what I find when I read my New Testament, that the church in the first century was very organized. In fact, they came together on the first day of the week to worship, Acts 20 and verse 7. They knew how many were in their membership, Acts 2 and verse 41, Acts 4 and verse 4. They appointed qualified deacons and elders, Titus 1 and 1 Timothy chapter 3. I mean, they even practiced discipline where they actually withdrew from people who were unfaithful in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. They kept a list of the widows that needed support, and they took care of their needs, 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 9. They were instructed to follow the leadership of their elders, Hebrews 13 verse 7 verse 17. You see, the New Testament church, the only church to which we pattern and find instruction, was a very highly organized, structured group of people who came for a very specific task. They came together. In fact, when Paul wrote to Timothy and Titus, the books that bear their name in the New Testament, he told them how the church was to be organized, and he told them how to deal with problems that they were facing. It was a local church that sent Paul and Barnabas out as missionaries, and they gave a report when they came back, something that we're going to do tonight. Isn't that something? I mean, Paul and his companions spent years all over Asia Minor establishing, encouraging, and building up the church. 9 of the 13 epistles from Paul were written specifically to the local church to help them deal with the problems that they were facing. There is no room with anyone who has an honest heart to say that the church is optional. It is God's plan. I'm here to tell you. So that leads me to a very important question today. If that is true, then why is it that so few seem to find it important enough to be involved in the local church? Why are so many across this land and in this world in the Lord's church content to come and to sit and to listen? I told you last Sunday night that we do very well with our involvement in this church. With those who are of age to be involved, those who are members of the Lord's church, some 55% to 60% are involved. And that is great. And I tell you, wherever I go, I brag on the West Huntsville Church of Christ. And I'm sure that you do as well. But as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, if we have 55 to 60% involved, that means that we have 40 to 45% that really do need to get busy. Because the truth is there are two kinds of people in the Lord's church. There are the pillars of the church who stand underneath the load and carry the weight. And then there are the caterpillars of the church who crawl in and out every Sunday and don't do anything. Pillars and caterpillars. Which one would characterize you today? Well, I want to answer some questions this morning for you. Number one, why should I belong? Number two, why should I get involved? Well, I want to tell you to begin with today, the first reason that you should belong, the reason that you should get involved is the church is God's plan. It is God's pattern. When you come to the Old Testament, what you will discover is God putting His chosen nation together so that they could live and they could move. The children of Israel, you see that they are constructed and designed in such a way that they could take care of each other's needs. And you come to Acts chapter 2 and you see the beginning of the Lord's church. And I think it's kind of interesting to begin with Jews and then Gentiles. And Acts 11, 26, they were called a new name, Christian. But if you look in Acts 2, 44, this is what it says. It says, all believers were all together and had all things in common. Then if you go to Acts chapter 4, verse 32, it says, now the multitude of believers were of one heart and of one soul. That, my friend, is the church. It's the body of Christ to which you and I belong. You see, in the church, what we find is we find instruction. We find sympathy. We find encouragement. We find accountability. And the fact that you have gifts and I have gifts, you have abilities and I have abilities, and how they complement each other, you know what we find? We find completeness in the Lord's church. We find strength by each other's presence, just being here this morning. And so, we need involvement in the church. Not only because it's God's plan and pattern, because it's God's plan for world evangelism. Did you know that? The church is to reach out and try to save a lost and dying world. There is no super aggressive outside the church organization that will ever be used to reach the world. I'm afraid that responsibility is given to us to do that. It's kind of interesting in Colossians, the first chapter, that Paul mentions twice, verse 6 and verse 23, that the gospel had been preached to every creature. You say, Paul, how did they do it? Well, they didn't do it with uncommitted, uninvolved people, but they did it with people who put their lives on the line. People who said, I want to be involved and I'm not going to be a spectator. And because of their willingness to be involved and to serve, they were a mighty army for God that He used to turn the world upside down. And that is through the church. But did you know it's through your involvement and your giving in this church that allows West Huntsville to support some 18 full-time missionaries in India and in the Ukraine, San Andreas in Colombia, Pilar, South America, New Zealand. Many of you have gone on these campaigns and you have been instrumental in studying and converting people. Some of you can't do that, but what you do is you write cards and you give encouragement. You know, when I was in Missouri, I had about 300-foot driveway and I'd walk down there and get the mail, and sometimes I'd open that mailbox and I'd see West Huntsville Church of Christ and I'd say, all right, and I'd open that and I'd read those notes all the way back to the house. What encouragement you gave me. And you do that to all the missionaries. That's a reason to be involved in the church. It is God's plan for world evangelism. But the third reason that you need to be involved in the church and that you need to belong to the church is because it has a powerful effect on other Christians. You know, one of the worst things that we can hear in the Lord's church is this. Well, I didn't get anything out of it. I mean, it didn't meet my needs. I wasn't fed. See, what has happened in this me-centered generation that we have decided that the church is a place where you go and get instead of a place where you go and you give. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And if you will look at that passage very carefully and closely, what you will discover, there is no me-centered theology there at all. It doesn't say that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together so that we could always be encouraged, that we could always be uplifted, that we could always have our way. But what it says is we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together so because it is our job to encourage. That's right. That's our job, to encourage, to help one another, to provoke one another unto love and good works, verse 24 says. You see, our spiritual welfare cannot be the sum total of our concern. Yes, I come to get, and return, I receive. That's the way it works. Do you know that today, by your presence, that you are showing the world that you love the Lord and what you stand for and where your convictions are. But more important, you are spurring other Christians on to live faithfully for Christ. You really are. I have come here on occasion discouraged because of the things that have happened in the week, realizing that if I was not careful, that Satan would get the upper hand in my life. And I come and I look at all my brothers and sisters and I'm reminded that this is not a solitary war that I fight. Your encouragement keeps me going. You spur me on to be better. I cannot live the Christian life by myself and neither can you. We need each other. I love to be around Christians that are committed, Christians that believe that God wants us to grow and move toward maturity together. My friend, if you don't belong, if you're not involved, you need to be a part and you need to be involved at the West Huntsville Church of Christ. And then finally, the reason that you need to belong, the reason that you need to be involved in the Lord's church is because it is a public way to demonstrate your commitment to Christ. I remember a story about a little man who used to walk to church every day, and he did that for years. And he was seen every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday evening to Bible study. He would walk. But there's something you need to know about him, and that is the fact that he was deaf. And they didn't have the luxury like we do to have an interpreter. And so one Wednesday evening, he was walking to church, and another member there was walking with him. And a critic came up, and the critic said to the member about the old man, he said, why is it that this man comes to church, he can't hear any prayers, he can't hear the singing, he cannot hear a word of the sermon, why does he waste his time? And the member quickly responded, because he wants the world to know whose side he is on. Your neighbors notice that your car is not in the driveway this morning. Do you know what they know about you? They know whose side you are on. They know your convictions and your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. Can you love Christ and not love His body? I mean, if you were walking on the road to Emmaus, like the two disciples in Luke 24, and there's Jesus walking next to you, can you imagine saying, Lord, I love you, but I don't like those nail prints. I mean, I like you, but I don't like that spear wound in your side. Lord, I love you, but I don't like your body. Nobody in their right mind would ever dream of saying such a thing. But you know what? We are the Lord's body. We are the visible body of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. If you're not involved in the Lord's church, listen, this church needs you. And not only that, but you need to be used of God to encourage one another. One of the members gave this to me this week. I was telling them kind of the subject matter of what I was speaking on today and the fact that how we need more and more people to be involved. And it goes like this. It says, the greatest threat to the church today is not false doctrine, not vile sins, not even the loss of faith, but rather simple indifference. Indifference is a thief of the church. It robs the church of our time, our talents, and our support. Indifference kidnaps the members out of the Bible class and of worship, saps enthusiasm of members, sabotages all kinds of good programs, and takes the pleasure out of serving Jesus. Many in the church are not simply against what we are trying to do, but nor are they really for it. They are simply indifferent. And I don't want us to be indifferent. The Lord doesn't want us to be indifferent. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He said, I wish that you were hot or you were cold. As a matter of fact, if you're lukewarm, it kind of makes me sick. So let's be hot. Let's be on fire for the Lord so that this congregation is all that the Lord wants it to be. You say, well, Paul, look, I'm here. I mean, I attend. I come most of the time. But did you know there's a difference in attending and belonging? Did you know that? You know, one is convenience and the other is commitment. One's a game, the other's serious. One is easy to walk away from, the other it is not easy to walk away from. One, you give a little bit of yourself, and the other, you commit yourself. That's what it means to be committed and involved in the Lord's church. So I ask you this morning as we close, are you finding the delight and joy of being committed to the Lord and His work here at the West Huntsville Church of Christ? You say, well, Paul, as I think about that and as I examine my own life, no, I'm not involved like I should be. Maybe my priorities are out of line, but I don't know what I can do. I don't know what work that I could be involved in. Well, I want you to look at the screen, and let's go ahead and go to the next slide. But what I have up here are a list of the works here at West Huntsville and the heads of work. And you will notice that there are many, many works that you can be involved in if you're not involved. And there are people who work many, many hours throughout the week and sometimes are overtaxed and overloaded. I mean, as far as building maintenance, this 30-year-old building has a lot that needs doing, and Gene Bailey is here almost every day. I'm sure Gene could use your help if you would like to help him. Richard Todd could probably use some your help in the transportation department. Mark Bailey in the youth. The ladies' ministry, they're having more and more great things happening. I think there's a new program called Seamwork where the ladies are making blankets and quilts and things like that for our missionaries to make their lives easier as they preach and teach the Word of God. Tony Anderson makes sure that the worship services are conducted at all of the nursing homes, and he does that week in and week out. And I know that he could use help. Our new hospital ministry, where we're going to be placing baskets in the waiting rooms of the hospitals and have some maybe bottled water, snacks, some tracts to say, this is what the Bible teaches, and we'd love for you to come to West Huntsville Church of Christ. It's an evangelistic tool. And Clint's ahead of that, and maybe he could use some help there. And we'll go to the last slide there. Next to the end, you will also see that we have a visitation team that meets every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Did you know that? And what we do is we go out, we meet for just a few minutes, we hand out our visits, we visit prospective members, people who have visited here once, twice, three times, and Mike Ball has a team that they go and they take desserts and food to those people and say, we love you, we'd love to have you here. And we make those visits together. And then maybe there are members who are weak in their faith and they're struggling or they're having difficulty or they're sick. And then we go make those visits and shut-in visits. And we would love to have your help. We'd love to have you there. Love to see you there. World Bible School. There was one member of the church here who came to me Sunday night after we made the announcement about being involved in service groups. And she said, you know what? She said, I would like to get more involved. She said, I'd like to be in World Bible School. You think I could be in World Bible School? I said, Jason Smith is sitting right there. And you know where she was Wednesday night? She was in World Bible School. That's the way it works. It's very simple. It's easy. And so what we're going to do, I've set a table out in the foyer. And Patsy's helped me compile the list of works. And there's sheets of paper. There's a book that describes the works. And what I'd like to do is right after we have our closing prayers, for the heads of works to go out there and just be around that table. And if you would like, say, you know, I want to be involved, and what can I do? And if you, maybe you have some questions for the heads of work here at West Huntsville, you can ask them, and they'll be there to assist you and help you. And we'll take about 5 minutes to do that. But this is what I know, that every single member here has been blessed with gifts and abilities from God. No one is talentless. That every Christian here in this church has something to contribute to the Lord's work. Today, are you committed? There is no joy that you will have, no satisfaction like the satisfaction of getting in and being busy with other fellow Christians. You see, every fiber of your being becomes involved in that work. And there's no power on earth or hell that can pull you apart from here. That's what it's about. So maybe the next time someone asks you, you won't say, yeah, I attend. But you say, you know what? I belong to the West Huntsville Church of Christ. So let's work together and do many, many great things as a church, to reach our potential as individuals, to reach our potential as a church, to be pleasing to God and bringing honor and glory to Him. Today we've come to our time of helping. If there is a way in which we can help you, we've talked about the plan of salvation. If you need to become a Christian and you know what to do, will you please do that today? Don't put it off. Don't wait. Maybe the fact that you have been away from the Lord and there has been a coldness toward this family and His Word, maybe you'll make the point today to rededicate your life to Him and to say that, Lord, I want to be hot. I want to be on fire for You. Will You do that right now as we stand and sing?
We hope you've enjoyed this lesson from God's Word, brought to you by the West Huntsville Church of Christ. If you would like to continue your study of God's Word with a Bible correspondence course, please contact the church office at area code 256-837-8730.